Well, welcome to the Binge Buzz. I'm John Easter, joined by the head coach of the Lady Giants, Stan Binge. Coach, welcome back.
Oh, it's good to be back. Good to be back. Been in quarantine for quite a while, so it's good to be back amongst the people out there working. And, you got to enjoy the moments that you're out there. So be happy you get a guy, you got up and was able to go into work this morning.
Yeah, that's kind of been the last month for you guys. I was thinking here as preparing for this, you guys have been shut down now for nearly a month. November 19th was your last game. That means you missed the Cathedral, Lawrence Central, Lawrence North, and the Marion County Tournament, which is, in calendar time, three game weeks for you. I know you kind of look at things in that way. Because of quarantine. So, you know, we kind of talked a little bit off air about specifics, but how did the team come through the quarantine period, and what has this been like for you and everyone?
Well, it's, you know, we were behind the eight ball anyway, missing summer and all that, and, you know, we were just starting to get to the point where we're playing, you know, getting close and playing some pretty decent basketball, and then you're out. I mean, we were out, could not practice anything for about 2.5 weeks. And they came back the first day back to practice really out of shape, which you would guess. Hard to do a whole lot when you're in quarantine. And so we've sort of worked our way back. And, you know, you're rusty. It's tough. It's tough for everybody. So we're just counting our blessings that hopefully we get to play tomorrow and Thursday and Saturday. And, you know, when you make up the schedule like that, we're playing almost every other day, three games a week. I think, you know, we talked, it's 3.5 weeks since we played our last game, and then we're going to play 15 games in 5 weeks. So it's a different season for sure. But the good thing is at least there's a season.
Yeah, at least you're playing, as you said. And you talked a little bit about the compressed schedule. I just looked at it until January 5th. I didn't go past there because obviously coming up we have the winter break. So you get Mooresville Tuesday, then you get Southport on Thursday, Martinsville at home on Saturday, then Roncalli, a team you know pretty well, on the 23rd, the makeup game with Cathedral on the 26th, then the Ben Davis Holiday Classic December 30th, January 2nd, the makeup game with Lawrence Central, and then Perry Meridian on January the 5th. So that is crazy. That is 9 games in 3 weeks, and then beyond that, you get North Central at the end of the next week. Pike's in there. I know Columbus North's in there as well. So the season is just kind of very compact for you guys right now, because normally you'd be getting to mid-season at this point,
right,
in the year. So how has that changed? Obviously, you kind of talked a little bit about it there, just being glad to play basketball. But how has that changed your thoughts overall in the year and being back? I know being back for your first year at Ben Davis, this isn't how you wanted it to go.
I had no idea it was going to be like this, but no one did. So, you're trying to come into a new program and set the culture and all and that type of thing. And, you know, I think we've made some progress, but still it's extremely difficult. And, you know, I am thankful that we have players that appreciate being able to be out there and be together and play, but not ideal by any stretch of the imagination. It's not for anybody. I just read this morning where one school hadn't even played a game yet. And, you know, it's just very, very different out there. And then and who knows how many teams have played not being at full strength, not having players available. So, you know, we're just going to try to keep getting better, enjoy being out there, enjoy playing, and then see what happens at the end of the year.
Well, you're off to that 3-1 start. Just to kind of review, the last time that you played, you did have a good game against Warren Central, a good win over the Warriors. So now you're heading back in. The Mick is right in front of you still. Ton of games coming up. So what should fans look for over the next few weeks from the Lady Giants here as you restart the season?
Well, the athletic department has done a good job of making up the games. So we didn't lose any regular season games at this point. Just the county tourney is what we lost. And then I just saw last night they came out with the new Sagarin ratings, and we have the number one toughest schedule in the state up to this point, which shows you how tough an opponent COVID is. So, I mean, we haven't played games, so right. Yeah, that's it. So, I mean, what they should see is again, I'd said be patient with this team, and again, you know, just enjoy watching them play. And I think if we can get in extended periods of time and hopefully you don't have to miss any more, then hopefully by the end of the year we could be a very good basketball team.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't want to bring any bad luck, but you never know what's ahead.
You don't. If we have another quarantine, we're missing multiple games in multiple part of the season, and it'd be very difficult to get back and be at any type of, you know, peak form. So hopefully we can stay healthy and the girls can play. But, and, you know, the fans, the same thing. You know, a lot of them haven't been able to come out and watch them play because of the ticket situation. I just stopped by the athletic department. What's a ticket situation for the next game? And so let's just appreciate what we've got. We're all healthy. If you're listening to this, at least you're not in a hospital somewhere. So that's what we got to appreciate. And we know there's a vaccine on the horizon. And my mother tells me next week she's going to be able to get it. So, so two thumbs up to that, and be thankful for what we have. We got Christmas season coming up that you get to spend with your immediate family, maybe not your extended family, but your immediate family.
Well, Coach, we won't talk to you until after we get back from break, so we wish you a very Merry Christmas, a very happy holiday season, and certainly to all of our listeners out there, you can help out by wearing your masks, by washing your hands, by doing all the things we know now that helps prevent the spread of the virus, just like Coach and I are both wearing masks as we record this here. We're approximately 6 feet apart as we record this, so you can do the same. You can help out in your own way. So, Coach, good luck tomorrow night against Mooresville. I know Coach Simmons talked about that they were always just happy to get the next day, and in high school athletics, that's where we are right now. So, good luck.
Thank you.
You've got Monday.
That's right.
Let's hope for Tuesday and beyond.
That's exactly right. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Where it began, I can't begin to know.